It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. A new state law allows local-level nonprofits to establish and maintain syringe exchange programs for drug addicts. The programs are politically controversial, but medical experts generally agree they reduce disease transmission and may offer a path for addicts to enter recovery. Karen Pershing, executive director of Knoxville's Metro Drug Coalition, spoke with me about syringe exchange programs this week.
Technically, many of them are not operating within a health clinic context. You know, what you have to have the core is, of course, a syringe exchange and have the syringes available. But you have to have people that can interact with those who are actively addicted. So a lot of times people who are running syringe exchange programs are people who are in recovery, because the idea too is to make sure that they understand when they are ready to quit using substances, if they get to that point, that they could come to you through that syringe exchange program and actually you'll help them navigate how to get into treatment.
One of the most commonly expressed criticisms about a syringe exchange program is that it's a free pass for drug users, is that it may encourage or even drive up that use. What do you say to people who bring you that argument or other points of skepticism about these programs?
Until I educated myself, you know, I felt that way. What we know is some of these programs have been in place in other parts of the country now since the mid to late 80s. So there's a lot of research now and a lot of data out there that really supports that it actually decreases drug behavior. But in the meantime, they're at risk for hepatitis C infections, hepatitis B, as well as HIV. Too many people are dying right now and being infected with diseases that could have lifelong implications for them.
The recent Tennessee state law that allows for these syringe exchange programs to be established on the local level doesn't provide any state dollars to help fund them. So given that, who would be in charge of setting up and maintaining a program at any point in the state? Is that up to public health officials? Is that up to nonprofits? Who would be in charge of that?
One of the drawbacks is, like you mentioned, there's no funding available to support these programs. And they also do not want government agencies to be providing these programs as well. So basically, it's falling back on nonprofits such as ours. But at the same time, you know, it's not a popular thing that philanthropists want to give dollars to support. So there's some funding sources out there, national foundations, but usually that's a small amount of money, so you have to get multiple grants to really support your program going forward.
Where are you at this point in establishing a syringe exchange program for Knoxville or Knox County? As you alluded, this is a very new phenomenon in Tennessee under the law, so I imagine this is still in its very early stages.
Yes, it really is. Metro Drug Coalition has brought together several nonprofit agencies that have an interest in potentially running a syringe exchange program. And so we're in the process right now of identifying, you know, who has some of the infrastructure already in place, because the more quickly we can get one of these up and running in our community, the better off we're all going to be, because we are definitely at risk for an HIV outbreak in our region.
Karen Pershing is the executive director of the Metro Drug Coalition. Karen, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.